Sam's met with their new county emergency manager, and she is experienced in working with amateurs, so she's just kind of a natural, moving right into her somewhat new position due to various reasons, mainly meeting space time. We hadn't been able to meet since last fall, so we got to meet here in April, and should have a meeting place one way or another for the upcoming months. And the Kalamazoo Racies might be getting a new physical home, so we'll wait and see how that goes. But we had a very good meeting with our new emergency manager. Went to the Allegan County Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest yesterday. They call it a mini Ham Fest at a local township hall, a very nice but small facility, but had a lot of people walking through and enjoying the Ham Fest. Breakout rooms to have any meetings or testing or anything like that. So then next Saturday, April 19th, the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club is having its spring Ham Fest at the fairgrounds in Centerville, right smack dab in the middle of St. Joseph County. Is the county seat of Centerville. That's where they've got their fairgrounds, and that's where the Ham Fest is from 8 in the morning till 12 noon. And let's see, I acknowledge N8NOR checking in tonight. So I'm glad he found us up here on 40. And I saw Brett this week. Friday, he spotted my vehicle at the local library when he was on his way home from work. So he pulled up next to my vehicle in the parking lot to say hello. So it was nice to see Brett in person. And we're supposed to have, that was the one thing I wanted to say, we're supposed to have a District 5 meeting tomorrow night at a local restaurant that has a nice meeting room for us. So that's supposed to be happening tomorrow night. So with that, Max, we'll turn it back to you and let you keep rolling along. KEADON, this is WDNAXB. Over.
All right, Charlie, WDNAXB, KEADON, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service, Cornet. Your signal was, if my signal was down in the weeds, I think yours was below them. I didn't even hear you calling on 75, so this is much better. Thank you for all the comments, and I hope the district meeting is well attended tomorrow. Let's go WDATQZ to be followed by WDATKL. Mr. Mike, how are things in Presque Isle?
Yeah, good afternoon, Max. KEDON, Michigan ARPSC, that WBTQZ up here in Rocky City, Presque Isle County. We're in the ECRO as well as Max and MITN net manager. Well, things are somewhat getting back to normal. We got up, grid power back Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, so we're just 6 hours shy of 11 days of making our own. Fortunately, we're very well equipped to do that, so we made up pretty well. A lot of folks definitely had to struggle more than we did. Sounds like from the article in the paper that the professional full-time emergency services assets all stood up pretty well, so there's no call for any amateur assistance around here. At least my phone didn't ring. And the only other news, as far as signal reports today, I could hear most stations on 75, but I could hear everybody better up here. MaxNet continues to try to function at 11 a.m. Local time on or about 7233 kilohertz. Some days we have to move around a little bit for other traffic, and some days you just don't have a band. Things have been going in that direction periodically. MITN, we're Is it 39, 52, 39?